Well, we're thankful we can continue in the presence of the Lord. And I have a belief that during this hour, many are going to have the opportunity to know the Lord as their peace. Some might be nervous, but praise God, we have that word of peace to start with. And He will give us that perfect peace that we will be able to share all that the Lord has put upon our heart. We know that as we've been sharing and praying this Sunday, we will have an open time of sharing, not the normal ministry. Actually, the topic is going to be the same. If you consider during the ministry of the Word, in general, the topic is about the Lord. The topic this morning is going to be the same also. And so we're excited about that. We're thankful how the encouragement we see in 1 Corinthians 14, that as we gather, there's that whole spirit of encouraging one another, of edifying one another. And that's the desire that we have as we come together during this time. It also says in 1 Corinthians 14, it's a time for everybody. It's not a matter of old or young, but we just are thankful that for every brother and sister, as the Lord has spoken to your heart, we're anxious to hear. I'd like for us to turn to 1 John chapter 1. Because again, this touches on the topic of our testimonies. If we look at 1 John chapter 1, and we look at verses 1 through 4, mine starts out, it says, what was from the beginning? Now I'm going to take a little liberty, and I'm going to change the what to who, because that's what it's speaking of. The what is speaking of a who. Because this is what we'll be sharing about this morning. So we look at 1 John chapter 1, verses 1 to 4. It says, who was from the beginning? Who we have heard, who we have seen with our eyes, who we have beheld with our hands, handled concerning the word of life. That's again a who. That's about our Lord. And the life was manifested. That's His life. And we have seen and bear witness and proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested to us. Who we have seen and heard, we proclaim to you also, that you also may have fellowship with us. Indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And these things we write, so that our joy may be made complete. We're thankful that as we come and as we share Christ with one another, there's a fullness, there's a completing of the joy that the Lord has. We're thankful how as we come together, we know the Lord has been speaking to many through His Word. Maybe you had an experience and you saw a Word became life in a very living way. And this is what we would be jealous for in this time. Just want to have a couple of guidelines as we're together. The principal guideline is that we love one another. And in that loving one another, we consider one another so that many will have the opportunity. We show our love by considering one another and giving many the opportunity to share. We show that love by supporting one another. When one is up here, they're not just up here alone. We're all standing with them and supporting them. And we're supporting them in prayer. Because some brothers and sisters, maybe they're not accustomed to sharing publicly. And if you haven't done that, sometimes you have something on your heart, but it's hard to get out. And you... It's a limitation. And so, thank the Lord, we can pray with every brother and sister that's here that all that the Lord has spoken in life to hearts will give utterance. Those words will come out in life. And this is how we love one another. It's how we support one another. We pray for one another. And we pray for one another, too, that we not be too nervous. If you're not nervous at all, we'll pray you get a little nervous. There's a holy nervousness. We don't want self-confidence here. Okay. And we don't want to hinder others from sharing. And one of the ways that we can not hinder others but provide an opportunity for many to share is by not going on too long. We've set a guideline of about 10 minutes to help us because sometimes when we're sharing and if we're not accustomed to sharing, we're not conscious of time. So at about 8 minutes, we have a sign. Emma, show the sign. We have an 8-minute sign. This is the yield sign. All right. I think you know what that means. That means kind of start wrapping it down. So others will have opportunity to share. And then you have 10 minutes. I think that's self-explanatory. So may the Lord's grace abound. This will not be on the website. This will not go out on the website, but it will be recorded. And if somebody would like to have the recording, you can see the ones at CTM, the Cox family, Noah, and he will take care of it for you. So let's go ahead and have a word of prayer and commit the time to the Lord. It's okay. Lord, we are very thankful for this opportunity because it's an opportunity to prove you. Lord, it's an opportunity to taste of the fullness of the body of Christ. We're thankful, Lord, that we can bring this time under thy headship, thy lordship. We would be jealous for the very life of your Son to come forth through our brothers and sisters. And Lord, we do commit this time into your hands. Lord, we call this an open time, but it's open to all the things that are from you. But we're thankful that it's closed to the things that are not of you. And you are the government over this time. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, feel free.